You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And now it's time for Toby from Homicide to come join us. So, hello, Toby.
Hello, everybody.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good.
What's the weather like?
It's grey. It's grey and cloudy.
Oh, no. Same here. Have you been up too much today, or just kind of chilling?
I just work in the mornings. I'm a reader-writer, so I read and write at uni, go to classes,
Yeah. students. Nice. Good to know that, you know, aside from the music, you've got, like, other things that pique your interest. So as this is technically an interview, I feel like I probably should get some questions rolling. So where does the name Homicide come from?
Comes from the end of a really shit yarn, but also our drummer is allergic to sesame seeds, so then you can't eat tahini, so you can't eat homicide. If you eat hummus, you die. Homicide.
Oh, no! That's actually really good. No, oh man.
I've had to explain it a lot of times.
I was gonna say, that's a bit of a rip. I feel like sesame is such, like, a nice flavor, so, like... But hey, I mean, he's lived this long without it, so...
I want to rub it in.
I should also ask, what's your... Like, how do you fit into the band, Toby? What instrument do you play?
I'm the saxophone player, so that's what I do. But also, Ben, the keys player, and I write all the music as well. So, kind of got two roles, but... it's quite a democratic band, so we all just take care of our own instruments and try to keep our hands off the others.
No, sick.
And
so sometimes I feel like the Dunedin music scene is, like, pretty entangled, but I can't imagine. I feel like the Wellington music scene is also pretty interconnected. So, like, how do you feel like that's influenced, like, the music that you've created?
In so many different ways. You're talking about, like, members of different bands being in the same bands and everyone's sharing band members. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty good. I think it really pushes you out of your comfort zone, and there's just so many, like, everyone's got their own influence, like, from what they listen to, and then they bring that into a band, and so it becomes something completely new. And then if you're exposed to that kind of newness, that uniqueness, then that kind of, like, informs where you're going yourself. So, I played in bands, like, that I would never have listened to otherwise, but it's really forged a new path for me, like playing in reggae bands, playing in hip-hop bands. That's not really where my influence came from, but it does now, so...
Wow, that's so cool. Like, did you always know you're kind of wanted to do music, or, like, wanted to create music, or?
I kind of, like, I did guitar lessons for many years from the age of 5, but it never, honestly never really clicked at all. And then I picked up saxophone in year 8, and that was nearly half my life ago now. But, so from the end of high school, I was like, okay, music, I'm going to take it seriously now. Not just gonna have a honk after school, but it definitely took me quite a few years to gel with it.
And quite literally, like, a honk, I guess, with, like, saxophone. I always, like, wanted to play saxophone, like, personally, but I ended up being, like, a violin player myself, so
saxophone's probably quite a lot easier than violin, so good on you.
And this one's a bit of a deep plunge, I guess, of a question, but, like, from, I read there was, like, a statement, I think, on Musician magazine, possibly, and you mentioned with the debut release LP, Tides, Tides is the result of caring intensely about your friends and your community and thinking hard about what it means to be a person. So I was wondering, what do you think it means to be a person?
I knew I shouldn't have said that. Oh, I just think like what we were talking about before, like you have to have these connections with so many different people to be a musician. Like that sometimes when someone's taking music so seriously that it's their whole life and that's all they can talk to you about, then you don't really form that connection and you can't, like, it doesn't really translate well into playing music together.
Mm.
So I feel like everyone, in my opinion, if you want to be a working musician, if you want to be out there playing, like making friends, making connections, then you got to be a person first and a musician second.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just like be kind, be compassionate, all that kind of stuff. They're just under our doing stuff. So yeah.
No, literally,
that's
so
kind of what I mean.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's like good advice. Like, in terms of, I feel like more people needed to, like, you know, take on those words. And that's like part of the beauty of like being a human, I guess, is just like having those relationships and being able to form those connections with people and learn from each other.
Yeah, and I'll also just add, like, sometimes, like, if you are just practicing all the time, then you're not having any experiences. Like, obviously you're having experiences all the time, but like if you're just locked in the room practicing and becoming a crazy monster musician, like then you got nothing to express in your music. So like you got to have both things happening at the same time.
The experiences. No. Like it's like the experiences that you have shape your music, and yeah.
Hmm.
No, yeah, that's great. And are there any particular people, I guess, or groups in your community that have had a strong influence on the Tides LP?
Well, I think, yeah, all the bands that we are in, like Willie Delphia is Ben's project. He's, like I said, the keys player and other composer in the band. That's definitely had a big influence, like obviously on him, but also on the rest of us. And then, yeah, we play with Zane Hawkins, who's our bass player at the moment, and he plays in all sorts of crazy stuff, like Oh No No, and he, yeah, I mean, have you seen Oh No No? They're pretty sick. And
no.
That also links to Cat Little, who's featured on their album, and they play their own music, which is just magic, and play with Brett McKenzie, and
wow.
All sorts of stuff. So, like, yeah, we're kind of just spoiled.
Wow, no, yeah.
Very, very quickly just turns into name dropping, so I'm just going to leave it.
What's been one of your most like memorable venues to play at so far?
Well, we've only played in Auckland once, and we've never played anywhere apart from Wellington and Golden Bay. But the Muscle Inn in Golden Bay is, like, I went there with my family growing up, and then getting to play there for New Year's Eve, I think, with us and Dr. Ricknor. That was probably one of my favorite gigs of all time.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I strongly recommend going to the Muscle Inn in the summer months. It's always good stuff.
No, I've heard good things about Golden Bay, like in general, especially in summer. Like, it just seems like picturesque, kind of like beaches and like the tracks that lead down, and like tramp, like day tramps as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty idyllic. And we've been super lucky to be able to play at Twisted Frequencies. We've done 4 years in a row now, and they've finally said, okay, find a different festival. No, we really are grateful and milked that connection, because it's just such a magic place. Golden Bay. Yeah.
What's like a place that you're like dreaming to play at?
Well, I'd love to come to Dunedin, obviously. I'm not just saying that, I'm not just sucking up. just keen to spread the love, you know, like would be so nice to do a tour of the country and then go to Melbourne, go to Berlin, I don't know. Like, the fact that we've only played in a handful of places is just like, cool, now we're going to do all the other places.
No, I was going to say, I think it's still, like, pretty sick. Just, like, already I feel like you've just kind of gone international almost. And, like, you know, like, you've got, like, a bit of a following going on. Like, that's pretty cool. You got to be proud of yourself for that. Like, yeah, good job.
definitely not one of the things that I expected to happen. But yeah, also like three of our members are overseas at the moment, doing various OEs. So it's been pretty cool to release it into the world and also release the band members into the world.
Like children like leaving the nest. And all right, I've got one final question for you today. What makes the Tides LP like special in comparison to your other discographies so far?
I think like obviously we've done two EPs in the past. There were four songs, and then this is an album of 10. So like exponentially more work, longer time period to create, and a lot more back and forth about, do you like this, the sound of this snare and bar four of this song, etc., etc. So like, yeah, we really had to push through. It took 2 years. Really proud of what we did, and just an amazing group of people, amazing team to work with, and I'm really happy with how it is. Yeah, that's all I've got to say, really.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for joining us today. And, like, thank you for taking the time out of your day as well to, like, make this interview and, like, share your insight into, like, what makes Homicide, I guess.
Thanks for having me. And if you don't mind, I would like to shout out, my younger sibling is playing tonight at U-Bar in the Bring the Noise finals. The band is called Give Up. I see them if you're listening.
Yeah, well... Sweet.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Wishing you all the best for the rest of your musical journey. And have a great rest of your evening, too.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.